Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 19 today as we begin this chapter with verses 1 through 6. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. Great crowds followed him, and he cured them there. Some Pharisees approached him and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." If you feel the presence of God in your marriage, then you should feel as one in Him. We preach placing God first in everything, especially our marriage. Our union, our desire to live charity as one, is the reason why we joined names when we got married, giving in to the notion of truly becoming one flesh, one body in Christ Jesus. Amen? My wife's maiden name is very important indeed, for its meaning in Spanish is cross. To be a Cruz felt more natural when we first discussed it, because our surrender was becoming more apparent in everything we do, giving back to God what God asked us as proof. This means to us to constantly seek out the lost, lonely, and languished, providing for them the tools of salvation by our practice of reading our Bible every day, consuming the Word of God as a delight to our soul, to better understand His absolute will in all circumstances. This provides a foundation of prayer life, seeking often during the day His Word, obeyed by praying for others who are seemingly in dismay. God asks us to obey as one, as we began making sure we were finally fed by Him each and every day, by His body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly present in the Eucharist. This is why we say that we practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen? It really is about learning to love Jesus first in all things, your marriage especially. We just don't say God, country, and family as an important factor of being one in Him. It really is our purpose for living life is to understand God's will in all things. And once you understand that the cross, a part of our name, Cruz, as one, we become soulmates in Christ as learning to love Jesus first, His Father, Him alone, and His Spirit as one. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for the lost, the lonely, and the languished. Each day, Lord, we pray for their needs. We pray for the dying, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for our Kairos movement, especially a prayer for our men in blue as we continue to work towards a weekend soon. We pray for those who went to the Emmaus this weekend as we continue to lift up them up in New Jersey. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our Holy Mother Church as we pray for a friend and his wife to have a baby to be born. We're always praying for our neighbor Thelma. In our precious blood of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm a poet, obedient to Christ, a Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We begin chapter 19 today in our practice. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's a tri-line poem, poetry. Its title of ongoing work in tri-lines is Flesh One, Become. Words finished Jesus, Galilee left he, Judea district went, Jordan side indeed. Approaching Pharisees asked, him tested concede, man lawful tasked, wife divorce, greed. Replying did Jesus, beginning was written, male female made, creator always obeyed. Leave mother, father, flesh one become. Man's reason farther, wife joined, fun. Two no longer, flesh one become. God separates, never. Humans must succumb. Flesh one become, amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is April 24th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It's about becoming one in Jesus, just like it is to become one when you marry your soulmate in Christ. Amen. We close today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. John is one with his wife, Marie. Amen. Closing at 7:31 in Jesus' name.